प्यार जो दिया है भला कैसे ओम शांति। ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर, टुडे द ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर ब्रह्मा फादर as well as Shiva father
Appanne Vishwaki Charo Orki
Today, the great, great grandfather Brahma and Shiva father are congratulating the Brahmin clan who are here from all over the world, multi million times for on their birthday. On their alaukik birthday and greeting them with spiritual flowers filled with love of the heart. The father is happy seeing the speciality of every Brahmin soul. He is singing a song in his heart.
Wow.
Wow, children, wow. How great the children are. Today, from Amrit Vela itself, the waves of happiness were visible. In everyone's heart. The waves of thoughts were visible in everyone's heart. In the form of, wow, how great is the Father's birthday and our birthday. The father also was very happy seeing all the children greeting the father from Amrit Vela itself. Greeting the father from Amrit Vela itself with garlands of congratulations. This type of birthday is celebrated only at this time at Sangam Yug. Not even in Satyug will such type of alaukik birthday be celebrated. Even there won't be such a type of unique birthday when it will be the birthday of the father and the children together. Have you ever heard that the father and the children's birthday are on the same day? But here, on this day, the birthday of Bap Dada as well as the children is celebrated on the same day. Therefore, you are singing songs of Baba, aren't you? Today at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada was preparing a rosary. Which rosary was it? Baba was not preparing the final rosary of 108 beads. Because that may make you wonder, was my name in it, in that rosary of 108? Baba was actually preparing a rosary of those children who have been immortal right from the beginning of the task of establishment up to now when it is close to destruction. Baba was preparing their rosary, the rosary of those souls who have been immortal right from the beginning of establishment till now at the time of destruction. Being so close. According to the drama, such these souls have had the highest part of seeing as well as playing, highest part of seeing as well as listening to the divine activities of the highest on high God. But then how few those souls are. All of you to have the part. Why? Because Bap Dada is creating a Brahmin family, or Brahmin creation, a Brahmin progeny, and you may use any word, and therefore, according to that, all the Brahmin souls are very, very, very fortunate. Why? Because you are in the line of a few out of multi-millions. You may keep on one side the multi-million souls of the world, and on the other hand, you are so few. So you are one equal to millions of those souls. Therefore, on your birthday, Bap Dada to all the children, not just to a few, but Bap Dada to all the children, Bap Dada sees the horoscope of all the children, not only of a few children, but on seeing the horoscope of all the children, Baba prepares their rosary. And this is what Baba was doing, preparing the rosary and putting it around his neck. All of you, whether you are right from the beginning or you have come in the middle or come even now, you are very special and will continue to be special. You will be special throughout the kalpa, that is, in the whole cycle.
Yes.
throughout the kalpa, all the souls of the world will look upon you elevated souls with the highest feelings, or will see you as great souls. So, do you know your specialities? Do you know? Does each one of you know your speciality? Do you know your specialities? If you say yes, then raise your hand. Not clap with two hands, but raise only one hand. Very good. So most of them have raised their hand to say that they know their specialities. Okay, very good. Okay, what do you do with those specialities? You know your specialities, it's very good, but what do you do with that? You accept it, you believe in it, it's good. But what do you do with those specialities then? What do you do? What do you do with your specialities? Papa is repeating the question, what do you do with your specialities? And they are saying that we use them in service. Okay, you use them in service, do you? I hope you don't use it in some other way, in other form. The speciality which you have got is actually given to you by God. Is bestowed to you by God. And therefore, that which is bestowed by God is meant to be surrendered for world service. Is meant to be dedicated to world service. If the specialities are used in a negative way, then that will turn into a form of ego. Why? Because after coming into knowledge, after taking up Brahmin life, you receive many specialities from the Father.
Yoga, Bhagavad.
Because when you belong to the Father, or by belonging to the Father, you claim a right to the treasure of specialities too. It's not just one or two specialities. There are many specialities. Which are remembered even in your memorials and praised. You are praised as 16 celestial degrees complete. So here it's not just 16 in number, but 16 stands for complete. It also the praises all virtuous. So it means all the virtues. And then it is completely viceless. The word is only one, completely viceless, but then that has got so much elaboration. There is a lot of detail in this word complete. Therefore, every Brahman receives the specialities as inheritance. However, to imbibe those specialities and then use them in service, in which you don't have to think that this is my speciality, but the thought should be, this is the speciality given to me by God. By accepting it as a gift from God. Divine powers or godly powers will be filled in those specialities. But if you say they are mine, ego and a feeling of insult will develop. Both will develop and you'll have to face them. Ego and feeling of insult, both will be developed and you'll have to face them. Yeah. It could be any type of ego, whether it could be ego of knowledge that I'm very knowledgeable. It could be ego of yoga that I'm a very good yogi. It could be ego of service that I'm very serviceable. It could be ego of the intellect that I'm very intelligent. It could be ego of any virtue that this is my virtue. In whatever there is ego, the proof or the sign of that is that one will be quickly affected by insult. That means he'll feel insulted very quickly. You are special souls. That is you have claimed the right to God's gift or you have claimed the right to getting the powers or virtues or specialities bestowed by God upon you. All of you have come to celebrate Bab Dada's birthday, haven't you? And Bab Dada is celebrating the birthday of all of you. You will celebrate only Bab Dada's birthday, but Bab Dada will celebrate the birthday of the whole Brahmin family. Whether it is of those who are of this land, near and far, or those who are in foreign lands, but those souls who have become Brahmin souls and now belong to the Brahmin clan, the Brahmin family, Bab Dada is celebrating the birthday of all of them, and you also are celebrating everyone's birthday. Aren't you celebrating everyone's birthday, or are you celebrating the birthday of only you who are sitting in here in this hall? No. You will be celebrating the birthday of all of you. Everyone is observing, is watching y'all, how you are celebrating their birthday too. So you are celebrating everyone's birthday. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And some are waving, some are clapping when Baba is congratulating the children, greeting all the children on this day of everyone's birthday. To celebrate means to become filled with zeal and enthusiasm. You have enthusiasm in your hearts, don't you? Wow, it is our Alaukik spiritual birthday. Today, from Amrit Vela itself, there was very good zeal and enthusiasm in all of you, in the hearts of all of you, wasn't it? Didn't all of you have great zeal and enthusiasm? Bab Dada saw your cards as well. So many greeting cards you see with your physical eyes. And Bab Dada sees in the subtle form, even before you see with your physical eyes, Baba sees them in a subtle way. However, Bab Dada observed that the children, in order to express their enthusiasm, they show or they do it in different forms. They have different forms of expressing their enthusiasm today or these days. Email is very cheap, so many do emails too. They send greetings and email. Since morning we have been receiving, you know, many emails, many faxes from all over the world. So Baba is referring to that. Bab Dada gets everything. Everything reaches Bab Dada, whether it's your emails, whether it's your cards, whether it's your letters, or whether it's the thoughts coming from your heart. Bab Dada receives everything. Everything reaches Bab Dada. If Baba would collect all that what he receives from Amrit Vela, whether it's emails or faxes and cards and your thoughts coming from all the children, you'll really enjoy seeing all that. This exhibition is very unique one. The exhibition of emails, cards, letters and thoughts. This is a very unique exhibition. Anyone's birthday, that one makes a promise or a determined thought. Just as the age grows gradually every year, last year it was 65 and today and now it's 66. it went one number ahead, didn't it? So just as the number of years increases every year, similarly, in your efforts or in your invaluable life, in your mind, that is in your thoughts, in the decision power of your intellect, in your speech or words, in a second, in the power of becoming an embodiment of success in contacts and relationships, at every moment, in whosoever contact or relationship you come, that one should be able to receive some achievement from you. So, did you make a promise on this day that, did you make this promise on this day about your future, that you will do in this way? Because, especially on the day of Shiv Jayanti, Brahmins keep two aims. One is
swayam se pratigya ka, aur dusra
to make a promise to the self. A promise to the self of self-transformation, and the promise to reveal the Father, that is, to raise the flag of victory of Shiv Baba high. This is your determined thought on Shiv Jayanti, is it not? Bap Dada saw the account of all the promises you have made in the past.
Harik ne
every year, each one of you make your promise, whether in thoughts or in words, or you even write your promise. That is, you use the right methods for the promise. But whatever you did up to now was very good. Now, from today onwards, that is from now onwards, that is after celebrating your birthday, underline one specific word. It's a common word, not a new word. That word is constant determination. Or you can say continuous determination. It shouldn't be that one moment determination, but then the next moment little carelessness. Not enough determination. No, it shouldn't be like that. If the determination is continuous, constant, then the proof or the sign of that is the sign or proof of that is 100% success in every thought, word, action for the self as well as in service. This is the sign. Unless there is constant success there in all these things, or if there isn't constant success in all these things in Brahmin life, revelation or glorification will, according to the drama, not happen. It is like in standby. It's waiting, but it will not happen. in a practical form. Success is the basis of revelation. In Hindi, we're rhyming words. Safalta is success and pratakshita is revelation. Every word spoken should bring success. Every thought created should bring success. This is why in your memorials of today,
Guru kehlane walon ko satvachan maharaj ka.
You know, when gurus speak, those words which they speak, they are called satvachan, true words. Satvachan Maharaj means whatever the Guru has spoken is true. Even if they are speaking lies, but the Bhagats will say you are speaking the truth. So actually it's the memorial of the words you speak at this time. Maharaj means great soul. So you become great souls at this time, don't you? This is why the words spoken by the gurus are considered to be true words. And Maharaj means great soul. So it's the true words of you, great souls. So never think that what I spoke, really, I didn't mean that. I don't know, the words just came out from the lips, but I didn't really mean what I said. Words cannot be spoken without any feelings or any motive. This is just an excuse to say that you didn't really mean what you said. Sometimes they say the words were just spoken. And why were they spoken like that? Why did they come out like that? Didn't you have controlling power in you that you couldn't control your words? How were they spoken just like that? When you say they were just spoken, I didn't really mean it. But does it, it means that you are not the king, you're sovereign of your senses. It means you became influenced by one or the other sense organ. Is it not? Therefore, in this year, along with congratulating one another,
underline
underline the word determination with constant. So let it be constant or continuous determination at every step. Baba Dada actually wanted to say something and then he says, no, Baba will not tell that today because it's your birthday today. So he doesn't want to tell something which we may not be happy with. So Baba Singh Baba won't say, but then still he says, Baba Dada did notice one thing from your charts. Baba noticed one thing, but Baba will tell that at the end only. He won't tell you now. Because you have to celebrate. No, today is not the day to speak. It's the day to celebrate. Daddy is saying, why, Baba, you can't speak. And Baba says, no, Baba will speak next time. Moini Ben is saying that, Dadiji is saying that, why wait for 15 days? You can say today also, Baba. Daddy is saying. Okay. Okay, Baba doesn't mind saying, but will you correct yourselves if Baba tells you now, if you promise that you will correct yourselves, then Baba will tell you today. Are you ready for that? And everyone is saying, yes. If you will transform in those 15 days, then Bap Dada, you know what he will do? Oh, no, you know what Bap Dada will do? It's like somebody wants to do a lot and he doesn't have the words to say what he wants to do. Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you? Say, Dadiji is asking everyone, should Baba tell us? What about the Pandavas? Do you want Baba to tell you? Okay, should Baba tell you? Yes or no? Are you raising your hand? What about those in the front? That should Baba tell? Yes, everyone is saying, yes, Baba, you may tell. And will you transform that in 15 days? Baba is asking this one. Who is Sanjay? Baba is asking you, will you transform in 15 days? Sanjay? Yes, he's nodding his head. This word Sanjay is very famous, you know, Sanjay in the Gita. So, will it be, the transformation happen in 15 days? Will it happen? Thinking, is it? But if you make a determined thought, it will happen. Pandav say, will you transform? Should Baba tell you? Will you do it? It's so easy to hear, but will you do it? You'll have to do it if you want to hear it. Will you do it? Will you do it? Baba is asking everyone. He's making it more exciting. No, Baba is very. Those sitting at the back, will you do it? If Baba says, everyone is raising his hand. Yeah, so many, about 12,000 sitting in this hall. So, you are waving at Baba very well. What about the mothers? Yeah, now they are waving. What about those sitting on chairs? Did you raise your hand? Should Baba say it? and they are raising their hand. What about double father? Did you raise your hand? Yes? Yes.
Teachers?
All the teachers? Yes, they're all raising their hand. There are so many teachers. And these double foreign groups, there are different groups today. Now, which groups are here today? Kumar's group. The Kumar's group. Which group? Kumar's group. There are three groups, no? Kumar's group, Mother's group. Introversion group. The Antarmukhi group, introverted group, raise your hand. Those who are in the introverted group. Yeah. The mothers, mainly. Yes. The very few in that group. Baba is seeing your hands. Which is the second group?
Mastana.
The second group is Mastana group. Mastana group? The intoxicated group. So introverted group, intoxicated group. Stand up, Mastana group. Intoxicated group. Anthony Bhai is the teacher. Yes, they are here too. Yeah, the brothers here sitting on Baba's left. Always intoxicated, must intoxicated. Aren't you like that always? Mastana. You know what's the meaning of Mastana? Always intoxicated. Always an intoxication. Okay, sit down. Third group? The Shakti group. The Shakti group, stand up. Shakti group of the sisters. The Shakti group. Are you Shakti? Are you powerful? Yes. Are you powerful? The Shaktis, are you powerful? Are you really Shaktis? Very good. The name is very good. You have kept very good names of the groups. See, at the beginning too, when there was the Bhatti, you were given different names, you know, to your groups. Which names did you have? Baba is asking the Dadis. There was Divine Unity group. Just hear the names of the beginning. Divine Unity group, Manohar Party. Supreme Party, Manohar Party, and which was the other group? Which other group was there? So very good names, no? Dadiji was in the Divine Party, Supreme Party, you know? So they had very good names. If you remember the name of your group, then along with that name, you will also remember the divine acts you have to perform, the deeds you have to perform. And Meeraben is reminding Baba, the fourth group is of Kumars, those who participate in the Kumars retreat, double foreigners Kumars. Double foreigners, Kumars who were in the Kumars retreat. Yes, they are here too. Very good. Sit down. Very good. Which other group? So these four groups. You did a very good thing. Bap Dada heard the news of how the double foreigners get their refreshment.
done. Baba heard the news and he was very happy. Bab Dada congratulates from the heart. But to all the groups, Baba is also emphasizing on what Baba mentioned earlier, continuous determination, that too Baba reminds the children or the different groups. But Bab Dada liked this result. There was a teachers group because there were teachers in the teachers classes. Double foreign teachers, stand up. Double foreign teachers who were teachers who attended the teachers classes. All the double foreign teachers, brothers and sisters who attended teachers classes. Brothers are also very good. There are so many. So many teachers. Wow, good. Great. To become a teacher means it's a sign of very great fortune. Very, very great fortune. Because Bab Dada sees the teachers as equals, you know, like a guru has many disciples, so all the disciples see each other as equals. So Bab Dada sees the teachers as his equals. Why? Because you sit on Baba's seat to read Baba's Murli, so this right only teachers get. Just like a disciple gets a seat of his guru, doesn't he? Similarly, to read the Murli, it's not merely to read but to imbibe it in the self and then become an instrument and read. It's not just reading, but imbibing and reading. And also making others imbibe. This is the responsibility which Bab Dada has given to the teachers, that is, given them his seat. Just like a disciple being given the seat of his guru. So, this is what Bab Dada has given to you. And in foreign lands it is seen that you become teachers very quickly. That is, you get Baba's seat to read the Murli, to serve Baba very quickly. Bab Dada is very happy on seeing this. To take up the crown of responsibility, to be courageous for that, it's not a small thing. However, a disciple becoming a guru is just like becoming like the father. So all of you are aiming to become like the father. However, a teacher have a special crown of responsibility. Bab Dada likes the gathering of teachers very much. But But the word which Baba has been emphasizing on, continuous or constant attention or determination, that is important. Okay, you may sit down. All the teachers of Bharat, stand up. All the teachers of India. Well, here, brothers don't claim that they are teachers, only sisters here. So Bharat's teachers are no less. And Dadi is telling everyone, Yamuni, Moini, everyone to stand up, because they are also on the teachers list. Even Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki should stand up. Then they are teachers too. So Dadis are also moving. Should they stand up? My Papa says. With what drishti does that Dada see the teachers? Reading the murli in the class and getting the responsibility of reading God's versions is a sign of great fortune. You are very, very, very fortunate, lucky. Because who is instrument in the corporeal form? You may say dadis. Now, between the two dadis, one dadi lives abroad and the other dadi lives in Madhuban. Dadi Janki lives abroad and Dadi Ji lives in Madhuban. But you may sit, teachers, sit down. You may get tired. Sit down. So Bhaktada was saying that the teachers are the instruments. It's not just the Kumaris or sisters, but even the brothers are instruments. You call them senior brothers, don't you? Senior brothers. And Dadiji is saying, first the senior brothers. They are before us. Baba says, yes, the Pandavas are very essential. Shaktis and Pandavas are together, and together from the beginning they have done the task. Though at the beginning there were few Pandavas, but they were very strong. There was Baba's remembering Vishwa Kishore Dada, Anand Kishore Dada. Baba's remembering them. So you had the company of the brothers, the Pandavas, but majority are sisters, those who become instruments to read the murli. You are the backbone of those teachers, Baba is telling the Pandavas and the Dadis. But in foreign lands, this is a speciality that even the Pandavas become the teachers. Even brothers, because they live in centers, they run centers. In India, it's not so common for brothers to run centers. So Baba is saying, in India, in Bharat, it's not common for brothers to run centers. But to all the teachers, Bhaktada always says, teacher means
apne features dwara
A teacher means the one who gives visions of the Father through her or his features. That is, the one who reveals the future through her or his features. And you such teachers? Whoever sees you or looks at you should get the experience of Bap Dada's sustenance which you have received. God's qualities and God's powers should be visible through your words. It shouldn't be that so and so teacher said these words, but it should be revealed, it should be felt that Bap Dada spoke through them. That means they should feel that through that teacher's features, Bap Dada was revealed. To make each one have connection with the Father. This is the main task of the teachers. Every moment from each one's heart, the word Baba should be uttered. You have made good groups too.
Refreshment will be seen.
By sitting in different separate groups, they get good sustenance in a personal way and as a result get good experience. The result of being in groups was good, was it not? Boini Ben is reminding Baba, this time UP zone has done seva. So all those of UP stand up. You are the golden chancellors this time. All these brothers and sisters of UP, there were 1200. There are so many. The Pandavas as well as the Shaktis. You got the title for the service you do. Your title is Golden Chancellor. Mm-hmm. That's the title given to the UP Sevadaris. UP will do wonders, won't you? Do something, Baba is using the word dhoom machao, means do something, I don't know what word to use, stupendous, something great, something, something which will reveal the Father instantly. So Baba is saying, there are the old ones and also many new ones. Make such a program so that the eyes of all the Brahmins, whether in India or abroad, look at those of UP. The sign in UP is, which even Brahma Baba saw, that is, you know, Baba had planted a nail that Baba should buy some piece of land and get something big there, but then it did not materialize. Baba wanted something big in UP to happen, but it hasn't materialized yet. And somebody is saying that those of Banaras, Varanasi, they are building a big museum. They've got a big piece of land. Even Agra is in UP and they too are building a museum near the Taj Mahal. So Baba will see how many heirs are created. How many become cooperative. How many become regular students. Baba will see the result. But it's good. You have kept good courage. You will continue to receive help. What wonders will those of UP do? You have to do wonders, don't you? You have to do wonders or not? And they say yes, yeah, using their hands. So Baba will see what wonders you will do. Each one should say, oh, go to UP, go to UP. Moinivan is saying that Ayodhya Ram temple is also in UP. And Baba says, that's not our task. That is, those who are responsible for destruction will do the task of destruction. But those who are responsible for establishment will do the task of establishment. So Baba is saying, make plans, okay? You make plans, what you will do in UP. Okay. Okay, sit down. That is the media group. Media.
Media.
What is the media doing? They had a meeting. Media meeting. Baba is asking, have they made new plans? Baba says, media means to reveal whatever happens, to tell the world what happens. So what has the media planned for revelation, for revealing the Father? Have you made any plans? Baba is asking Karuna Bhai and Om Prakash Bhai. Will revelation happen this year? Karuna Bhai is the vice chairperson and Om Prakash Bhai is the chairperson. And all those of the media wing in India stand up, and they're standing up. Om Prakash Bhai is saying something. Om Prakash Bhai is saying, so many in the media group, very good. Om Prakash Bhai is saying something, he's got the microphone now. There are two types of media, one is print media and the other is electronic media. So in the print media, electronic media, they want to start their own channel, and print media, they want to bring all the correspondents, you know, together. So Baba is saying, you may produce your own channel, whatever you may do, Baba is saying. But this should come that this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. Is God is here, God is here, God is here. This should be revealed to all. Up to now they say, you people are also like them. You are doing something good which they are also doing. You are also doing good. But you are the only ones. That should come in the newspapers. That should come in the channel. Then Baba will say, yes, the media has done something. Anyway, you are progressing. Whatever you have done up to now is good. You have progressed well. The expansion has taken place. But that's the aim. You are working hard. The name is there, but then the work which Baba wants, that has not taken place yet. It will happen. It has to happen. It must happen. Very good. Moini Ben is saying, Sindhi group has come. Many Sindhis are in this group. From India, from abroad, and they brought their families. Oh, stand up all. Gulbai and Sheila Ben's group and Kavita Ben's group and all the others, all the Sindhi groups. They're all sitting in the front. Yes. All. Father's giving drishti to them. You did a very good thing. You have come to your own home, haven't you? Do you think that this you have come to your own home? Or do you think that you have come to the Brahma Kumaris? This is your own home. Because this organization started in Sindh. It started in Sindh, and those who became instruments at the beginning also came from Sindh, and you have connection with them. This is why as you have come, it's very good. You have come and you have to continue to come. You have to keep on coming, and also you have to awaken those who are in your contact and relationship. Vapdada has seen that you do good service. You have done good service up to now, and you keep on giving Baba's introduction to each one, but you have to improve it, extend it, increase it. Now these many have come, next time more of you should come. On seeing, you know, everyone is so happy to see the Sindhi group, that these are the ones of Sindh, who they are from the place where the establishment work began. They are happy to see you. So you did a good thing. Expansion is taking place, is it not? It's good expansion. You did a good thing. Congratulations. Sit down. You may sit down. Double foreigners already got the congratulation. They have come from 50 countries. Double foreigners have come from 50 countries, and about nearly 1,000 double foreigners here. Muniben is saying 1,000 double foreigners from 50 countries are here. The double foreigners have made a determined thought to do world benefit, and therefore to all the double foreign children, Bapdada congratulates you, because you have made the determined thought of doing world benefit. You don't want any corner of the world to be left behind where service is not done. So you have kept the courage and are moving forward in service. Bapdada saw that in service you do this call of time dialogues and living values program. What else do you do? What else do you do? Peace of mind retreats, whatever you do, that's very good. It's good. The result is good. And you are moving forward with that. India, Bharat has the blessing already to hoist Baba's flag in every village. It's not so difficult in Bharat, but in foreign lands, where double foreigners are serving, you don't see anything else, religion, culture, nationality, nothing, but you serve, and therefore the method you use to serve there is very good. Bharat, of course, belongs to the Father, so it has got the blessing anyway. Dadi Janki is saying something. Oh, Turkey is also doing very good. Sister, all those of Turkey, stand up. Sister Jill, all those of Turkey, stand up, please. Stand up. Turkey. So, first time so many have come from Turkey. All of you have come from Turkey? Yes? Raise your hand. Yeah. See, great. See, if Baba has so much love for you, that's why Baba reached in Turkey too. How much he loves you. You are good. Intoxicated souls. You're incognito, but you're intoxicated. You have to stay incognito. But you have also to stay in your intoxication. So you're playing a good part there. So you may sit down. Okay. The double foreign teachers have worked hard. What group you call that? Baba is saying the RCOs and the NCOs. RCO and RCO, stand up. Are they all the RCOs here? Yes, they're all here. Who are the RCOs? Moini Ben, Jayanti Ben, Vedanti Ben, Sudesh Ben, Nirmala Ben. See the RCOs, Baba's telling everyone, look at the RCOs. Show on the TV, the RCOs. In foreign, who are the RCOs in foreign lands? Everyone should know. Is it not? They are working very hard. And you give a lot of time, you have worked hard, therefore congratulations. Very good. Of course, backbone is there. Backbone, you stand up. Baba is telling Dadi Janki, you stand up. And Dadi is saying, it's not me, it's you, Baba. You are the backbone. Dadi is not standing up. She is pointing out to Bapta, though she's standing up because everyone told her, Dadi, stand up. See, everyone has great, has love for you. They clapped for Dadi Janki. So much love they have for Dadi Janki. Then the NCOs. 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 NCOs too. These were the RCOs. Then there are the NCOs. So, whoever it may be, all are very good. Whether it is RCO or NCO, all are very good. You have given a lot of time to everyone. Naturally, the more time you give, the more success there is. How is Gujarat? Baba is asking. Because there were communal rites in Gujarat, so Baba is asking, how is Gujarat? I was asking Sarla Didi of Ahmedabad, and she is smiling. Everyone is courageous there, no? Hope no one is afraid there, and she's saying, no. Why, how can the Shaktis be frightened? What is there to be frightened of by the Shaktis? All this is going to happen. But that real thing is still not come. This is only a rehearsal. Whatever is happening is only a rehearsal up to now. The real thing is still to come, Baba is saying. Hope you are not afraid. Is there anyone who's afraid? Enjoy comfortably every scene of drama. But the only thing is that you should not come down from your seat of a detached observer. Remain seated on your seat of a detached observer and then observe everything. Baba stopped and has started giving drishti. Baba is seeing the happenings which will happen in the future and maybe preparing the children for that, and therefore giving drishti, feeling strength through the drishti. Baba continues to give drishti. Are all those of Madhuban okay? Season of service is going on, is it not? All those of Madhuban stand up. Those of Madhuban are the loveliest of all. Why? Because they say that the one who feeds is also in the heart. So you feed people and therefore you are in the heart. All those of Shantivan too? Also those of Shantivan? Who are of Shantivan? Yes, did those of Shantivan get up? Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, at least 1,000 there must be. So Baba is saying, Baba emerges all of you and gives Yad Pyar to you, because you give happiness to so many souls so that they may meet the Father. To serve means Sukandai. becoming a bestower of happiness like the Father and giving happiness. Therefore, those of Madhuban have got lots and lots and lots of chances of serving, of doing godly service, and therefore they have the blessings of God, blessings of the Supreme on them, on you. Whether there are some who are listening, they are Madhuban and listening, or those who are here, to all of you, to all those of Madhuban, you are the real servers who are seated on the Father's heart throne. And in return of the service you are doing, Bap Dada is blessing all of you that you may you be tireless, always tireless servers. May you continue to serve tirelessly. Your picture of tireless, you are the ones who show the picture of tireless service to everyone. Aren't you like that? You are bestowers of happiness, aren't you? How many good wishes and blessings you get from everyone. Those who serve from the heart, with the true heart, those who serve, they get blessings from the heart. Those of Madhuban have a very good chance of accumulating good wishes of all. You can accumulate as many as you want. Do you have the stock of good wishes? Is the stock of good wishes accumulating? Baba is saying to Dadiji's, Dadi's, why you sit down? And they are saying, no, we will also stand. Even Dadi Janki is standing. Madhuji's Madhuban Nivasi. Bap Dada has special love for the Madhuban Nivasis. So special love for the Madhuban Nivasis. Bap Dada is not meeting you separately, but he always meets you in the heart. Very good. There are sisters too, no? There are sisters also. Very good. You may sit down. So what's to be done next? Well, Baba didn't say what was supposed to be done, no? Baba didn't say that. And when he's saying the trustees of the global hospital are here. Janki Foundation members are here. It's very good. It's very beneficial. Bap Dada has seen that the most benefit is to the Brahmins, you know, of the global hospital, or from the global hospital. For the Brahmins, the global hospital has become a very good means, a very good facility. Therefore, to all those of the global hospital, Bap Dada gives a special remembrance. All the trustees stand up. Who are the trustees? Yes. Who are the trustees? Stand up. Okay, you're a trustee. Also, who else? Yeah. You're standing up gradually. Slowly you're standing up. Okay. Good. Baba is looking at the trustees of the global hospital. You know, Bap Dada tells an amusing thing. It's a common thing, but it is something very amusing, humorous. Okay, sit down. So Baba say, Bap Dada has seen that Madhuban Nivasis get the maximum benefit of the hospital. Why? Because whenever anyone leaves the body, you know, so, you know, Madhuban Nivasis don't have to skip their breakfast. You know, usually what used to happen before, whenever anybody would leave the body, meals would not be cooked in Madhuban. So Baba was saying something. But here, because in every season, two, four at least leave the body. And two, four leave the body, but then the bodies are not placed in Madhuban, they are placed in the hospital. So at least you don't have to skip your breakfast or meals. And but where a social work is concerned, but then this global hospital is in also instrumental for changing the attitude of the Abu Nivasis. Because of the social work the global hospital is doing, are the hospital, global hospital Nivasis here? Stand up. All those of the global hospital, stand up. Yes, sisters also, no? There are the sisters, there are many at the back. There are many sisters, nurses, doctors. Congratulations for the services you are doing. They are doing good service. And day by day they are becoming more and more experienced. You have kept very good courage, haven't you? Now you are opening a hospital in Bombay also. It's opening in Bombay too, is it not? I was asking Dr. Ashok Mehta. So in Bombay they have given a full hospital, three-story building hospital for Brahma Kumaris to manage. So I was asking Dr. Ashok Mehta, see, you have got a very good air. Global hospital has a very good air. Doctor, Global Hospital has produced one son and one daughter. So Bombay Hospital is the son, and Bhubaneswar Hospital, the doctor of Bhubaneswar, Odisha, he has surrendered his hospital to the Brahma Kumari. So a daughter and a son to the Global Hospital. That's what Moini Behen is saying. Everyone likes it, is it not? Everyone likes it? Yes? At least raise your hand if you like the Global Hospital service. It's easy for the teachers, you know. They come to the hospital to get their checking done. In India, as well as in foreign lands, this name itself is doing good service, Global Hospital and Research Center. So in foreign countries, it's known as Janki Foundation. This is also a good name. It's a good means of service. And the connection which has been kept is also very good. You have good trustees too. Nivebhai is saying some haven't come. Some trustees haven't come. To all the elevated Brahmin souls of all four corners who have come here to celebrate their birthday. To all the elevated souls who in their alaukik birth perform elevated actions, to all the incarnations of economy who are committed to one and also do economy of treasures, the children who always remain in zeal and enthusiasm, and through their life reveal their blessings and inheritance which they have given, taken from the Father, and thereby reveal the Father to such children who glorify, who celebrate their birthday with this consciousness, Bhaktadatta.